Seven traveled. 17-16, Maddox by one, Cassidy with the ball, and now we have an off-the-ball call. It's against Maddox. Fouls against number 12, Kramer. His first, team 7, so they're at the line shooting 1-1. And looks like they're going to be sending number 4. A little discussion here who Israel sends volunteering. Hardwick is heading to the line now for 1. Perhaps a bonus. Hardwick has 8 points. Outcast City 16. He had 2 threes and a 2.
So Matt Kramer has been guarding Cordy Orban, now Cole Israelson, and now you name it. And he's only picked up 1 so far. That's pretty doggone good.
Free throws up and good, and we're back to a tied game of 17. Hartwick's first free throw is good. Gets the second one. Over 4.5 to play. Cassidy's already in the bonus. As the second free throw is up and good, Vanek taking mental note. That's a foul, Hartwick. Cassidy with their first lead of the night comes at 18-17 with 4:32 left in the second. Cassidy coming out with a little bit of a trap, feeds it over to Kramer on the left wing. Takes the 3. This one's no good. Rebound. Israelson actually still loose and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Vanek. Cassidy ball on the opposite end of the court. 4:23 left in the first half. Cassidy leads 18-17. Orbit taking his time, being guarded by Kramer. From Vanex, feeds in Israelson to the high post, trying to go a little bit high-low. They feed it over to Hardwick for 3, bounces once, no good, rebound. Israelson does the dirty work, and Kramer actually stole it right away from him. Over to the left corner to Canarian for 3, no good, to hit the air ball. And we go to the jump ball, and possession arrow favoring Vanex. So Maddox will get it already here on the loop. 4 minutes to play exactly in the second quarter. Cassidy leads by 1.
Still not a bounce for Hawk.
And they're going 4 on the baseline. Feed it out to Kramer. Back up to Labor for 3. Tom of the key, no good. Rebound still loose. And last touch by Maddox. Cassidy ball after all. 3:54 left in the first half. And Hardwick passes into Orban. Orban jogs across the timeline, dribbling over to the left to number 5, Shank. He's into Israelson. Vanex is running him, and Israelson with ease puts up the layup. He now has 8 points and gives Cassidy a 3-point lead. Kramer feeds it in, and he tried to feed it into the low post to Canarian. There was 2 defenders in front of him, and they call a block on Cassidy. Third team foul on Cassidy. Vanex gets the ball, and he's throwing the hoop. Substitution, Krug comes in and he replaces Flannery for Maddox. Foul goes against Israelson for Cassidy, his first. So the zone defense for Cassidy, Israelson right underneath the hoop. And they feed it over to Kramer in the left wing, picks up his dribble. Krug at the left elbow, back to Kramer. Dribbles back, top of the key, resets the offense, over to Labor. 3:20 left in the second. Turmel slows things down. Trailing by 3 are the Hatchets. Now they're leading the play by 8 at one point. Turmel for 3 just off center, and this one's good. Back to the tie game. Turmel hits a 3 for Vetex, his first point of the night. 20-20. As number 11, Perry takes the jump shot just inside the 3 line from the right wing. This one's no good. Rebounded by Vetex, and here comes Turmel. 2:55 left before they hit the roof. Locker rooms for halftime. Keeps it over to Canary for 3. This one's good. Back-to-back threes for Vanek. This one comes from courtesy of James Canary, his second three of the night. And now Vanek has a 3-point lead, 23-20, 2:40 left in the half. Orban picks up his dribble, top of the key, feeds it over to Hartwick. And he picks up his dribble, top of the key. Back to Orban, dribbles in, kicks it over to Israelson at the baseline. He spins, kicks it back off to the 3 from Hartwick. No good. Rebound Israelson with the left hand, puts it right back in. He's now in double digits. He has 10 points. As the shot from Canarian and the bunny goes no good. Still loose ball. Now we have a hold. Tyler Labor is fired up. He thought he had a jump ball. Got a little bit too much body for it. And now he walks the line to the court and gives Cassidy at least 1 free throw. It's the 8th team foul against Vanek. As Israelson sits down, he looks tired. And Dickinson comes back in. foul actually was not against Labor. It goes against Nick Flanner. Is Flanner even out there?
I'm scanning.
Quite certain that foul should be against Flannery, but excuse me, Tyler Labor, but they're giving it to Flannery. And the second free throw, first free throw is no good. Move it, got it.
Now, I'll tell you what, Sparks, this is really becoming pretty entertaining.
As the Maddox drives into the lane, Labor puts up the layup, almost a hook shot, goes no good. They lead by one, 23 to 22. My stats are all messed up right now. Minute 50 left in the half. Maddox leads by one. Over to Perry. Gets blocked by Labor as he went in. And he gets his own rebound. Goes up for the shot. We have a whistle. Maddox will be charged for their 19th foul. Fouls against number 25, Tyler Labor. Let's see if they actually fix it. And then there we go. Tyler Labor's second team, second personal foul. Nick Flannery still has no fouls. At line shooting two is Jacob Perry. He has not scored yet tonight, and he has two shots coming. First one's good. Looks quite smooth. Number 13 for Maddox, Will Shoemaker checks in. He replaces Labor. And replacing Lucas Schenk for Cassidy is number 12, Cody Ross. Second free throw coming up. We have a tie game at 23 apiece. And the second one's no good. So we remain tied. Minute 38. As Kramer takes a three from the right corner. No good for Maddox. Still a loose ball. And here comes Hartwood pushing it across the timeline. Resets the offense. And now we have a block. A shoot with Maddox. That'll be the 10th team foul. So now Cassidy's in the double bonus. Goes against Matt Kramer. His second. Jim Quinn is now stripped of his sweater. It's a little warm in here tonight.
I think it's just warming up in a lot of ways.
As the first free throw from Hartwick is good, and gets the second one here. We're in double bonus, of course. So Kramer checks out, and Brandon Messing's in for Bad Axe. So I believe every player has been in tonight so far for Bad Axe. Second free throw from Hartwick is up, and this one's good. Cassidy now with a two-point lead, 25-23 over the Maddox Hatchet. We've had plenty of lead changes tonight.
A nice little half-court trap going on.
And Maddox breaks it with E.U. Termel down to the key. Kicks over to the right wing. Now into Canarian in the right corner. He drills back out to the wing. Back up to Termel with 105 to play in the second. Trailing by two are the Hatchets. And they say when they pass it to Shoemaker, he shuffled his feet. And that's a turnover. 102 left in the second quarter. Cassidy leads by 2, 25-23. They were trailing 1-9 at one point in the first quarter. Orbit on the right wing feeds it into Hartwick, and he dribbles right out of bounds. Good defense from Canarian forcing him out. And now Maddox gets the ball back with 52.5 seconds left.
Dan, give me a pick. The difference was is that the Cass City student body was being the sixth man on the Bad Axe turnover, but
Termel takes the jump shot this one side of the screen. No good, didn't hit anything. They kick it back out in the rebound to Canarian. That one's no good. Still loose. And Dickinson comes up with it for Cass City over to Hardwick back to Orbit. 30 seconds before the half. Orbit against Termel. Over to Cody Ross. Dickinson trying to beat Israelson. He's wide open on the left flag. They finally get it in there. He spins, trying to go to work, and he gets caught up, and there's an on-the-arm foul against Maddox. That'll be the 11th team foul in this first half against Canarian, I believe. That's Canarian's second team foul, and they send Israelson to the line, shooting two. Plenty of fouls here in the first half. Cass City has three. Maddox has 11. Israelson's first free throw's up and good. Pushes it now to a three-point lead. Flannery checks back in, replaces Canarian, who has two fouls. 18.4 seconds left before halftime. Cass City by three. the 6'8" Israel